Now, this song, this one's special. This one started out as a love song, and then mid-album, we found out that my dad's cancer had come back with a vengeance, and he has stage 4 cancer, and it was pretty brutal finding out that in the middle of the album. So I wanted to make a song, I guess, in chronological order. Is that right, Eric? From starting when I was a kid, the first time I felt vulnerable and scared and needed someone to be there with me, all the way through now, you know? So it started out, first time I remember being scared and alone was at a Boy Scout camp here in Wimberley when I was 10 years old, and I got lost in the woods, and that's the first time I ever really freaked out. But these are stories from my childhood. First verse is the childhood. But I love this because if you listen when it stops, it sounds like you're in the woods and those are little grasshoppers. And the story begins. The first time I got muddy, I was a young boy, 10 years old, but got lost in the woods in the middle of the night in the dark and rainy cold. Young and damp, a summer camp, I was a funny little sleepwalker. I didn't think to tie myself to that oak tree before I fell asleep. When I stood up...
You can always rely on Steve. Like, we sent this to Steve, and...
When I wake up...
All those bells and whistles, and...
I found myself running...
Like that, like... It's like the forest is eating you,
slapping on my face and knees. I ran on top the rocks, wet cedar thorns and moss, feeling nothing. Then the moon rose up and I realized I was lost and nowhere close to home for the first time.
This was the first spoken word since the end. The song The End.
Give me some attention, and that's what I yelled into the night. Please come down and
so it's a journey.
Show me sympathetic light. Cause I need someone close to me, if only for...
I mean, we took this song completely different, then we chopped it all up, and we made it a complete, colorful art piece. Put the drums all over the place, left, right, smashed, crushed, empty, out. Bass, one note. Desperate vocal. Cymbals distorted on the left. It's just insane. Second verse.
I had a dream last night that someone was taking my air from me, creating 10 times as many problems as any human could solve.
I really love this verse.
Don't try hard enough and shooters don't always come in pairs.
It's about those relationships I was talking about and moving on.
But despise you behind closed doors. And with vague goals, deep cracks, it told me I could do better than that. Living in the shadow of someone's light that won't turn on. You see, misery isn't everything.
I love that line.
I'm still learning that.
Then we get
just give me the chance to turn my
the drums and the bass more full. If you really crank this on a sound system, you will feel like drums are just hitting you in the soul. So the bridge I dedicated to my father, because he's the one that always taught me that you are what you make yourself, so be good. I love that part. Strength of an ocean tide. the mix opens up. Those drums are big, the bass is big, the guitar is big, the Rhodes is big. Backing vocals are just huge. I love this song because it's a journey, and I think that people that like Blue October are going to see this song as one of those that they'll always keep close to themselves, one they can always turn to. Plus, it's a song about where all that depression and worry came from.
Good enough.
You know? I love that. That's Steve. What is that, an air conditioner? Isn't that like an air conditioner? Steve mic'd up a freaking air conditioner. Great. This goes to show you what's ever best for a song, you know? Take that guitar out. Let's put the air conditioner in. This next song is very special. We were in Asheville for a day off, and Matt Noveski asked me